Okay. I'm just starting to take a few deep breaths. And using music to clear your energy, to help you recalibrate and release what is no longer yours. So if you have an intention of what you'd wish to release today, bring that up in your mind's eye. And I'm lighting a candle with the intention of amplifying your intentions today, to have our spirit teams gather together and to help you to release exactly what you need to release and get everything you need today. Just start taking a few of those bigger, deep breaths, feeling free if you want on the exhale to just say something like, I release, if it feels right. Clearing the channel, clearing the channel. And as you breathe, just tuning into your beautiful body and feeling as it relaxes, as your nervous system relaxes. Giving permission for all the little muscles and joints to release. This is your time. Releasing control, releasing worry.
I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me.
Breathe in, you're getting healed.
I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me. I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me. I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me. I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me.
You are safe, you are safe, you are safe.
I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me. I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me.
Feel the love pouring in your heart.
I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me.
Exhale it out. Let it go.
I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me. I release control and surrender to the flow of love
Feel it, feel it, feel it.
I release control, and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me,
that will heal me.
I release control, and surrender to the
doing so good, so good.
I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me. I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me. I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me. I release control and surrender to the flow of love that will heal me. I release control.
Opening up your heart now. Envisioning your heart expanding, opening up like a rose, allowing love, abundance, success, joy, miracles to flood through you.
I am love.
You are love.
You.
Feel the rest melt away.
We are love. I am love. You are love. We We are love.
heart opening.
You are love.
Breathing into it, beautiful openness.
We are love.
Receiving love and miracles.
We are love.
You are ready. Feel it activating your cells, turning them on to the love frequency. You are love. Release it, release it, release it, release it. This is your journey. You are safe to release what isn't yours. You don't need to hold it. See it floating off of you, evaporating off your body. The worries, the stress, the illness, the discomfort, vanishing. This isn't mine to carry. And love taking its place. Where you felt pain, there's now love. Where you feel resistance, there's an open channel. Let it go, babe, let it go. Was never ever yours. The true you is under that. True you at the core of who you are. Feel it healing your cells. You want to release it, and so it is. You are love. Beautiful, perfect love.
We are love.
a new chapter, new energy.
We are love.
Releasing what you are not. So now moving into the chakra clearing. Just starting to connect to your breath. Taking a few beautiful inhales and exhales and checking in with how you are feeling. Doing whatever you need to do, if you need to stretch or move in order to be more comfortable, or just lying still and receiving all of this beautiful love. Starting with the root chakra, a beautiful red glowing ball of light at the base of our tailbone. Bringing in the feelings of safety and stability, being rooted, being supported. Tapping into the part of you that is grounded into the ground. This beautiful chakra is all about meeting your needs, being safe, being secure, having your needs met, safety, food, water, food, rest. Seeing this beautiful red glowing ball of light, bringing in those feelings of safety, security, seeing the version of you who is secure in who she is, feels safe in life, grounded, rooted, planted, sure of who she is, looking after her needs, eating, sleeping, breathing, looking after her body, and in a deep sense of peace. You feel safe. You've arrived. Seeing the version of you who feels these things and breathing in her energy. Allowing her energy to upgrade your cells and offer you beautiful healing while giving you the permission to release anything that is not serving you. Anything that makes you feel unsafe, not taken care of, sending beautiful healing light to the wounds around safety and security. And looking after yourself, beautiful healing light with the permission to release. A big breath into that version of you who is grounded and planted and safe and secure. And exhaling out anything that needs to go to step into that. She's reminding you to look after your body. To stay hydrated, to keep yourself safe, to nurture your needs in that big, beautiful red glowing light, the base of your tailbone. Seeing it glow brighter as the safety and security infuses into your cells. The next chakra is the sacral, a beautiful orange color, a few inches below your belly button. See this beautiful orange glowing ball of light, or imagine the color orange in your mind's eye. And this is all about creativity and passion and pleasure. This is about doing things that make you happy, enjoying good food, laughter, expression, creativity. So seeing the version of yourself that is free as a creative, enjoying all the pleasures in life, really soaking up the sunshine and good hugs, soft fabrics, nature, really just enjoying everything that feels so good. Allowing yourself to slow down to enjoy more. It's also about being expressed creatively, allowing yourself to be creative and multi-passionate, to bring color into your life and express yourself in all sorts of ways. Seeing that beautiful orange glowing ball of light and that version of yourself who is free, creative, and in so much pleasure. Joy runs through her veins. She enjoys the pleasure in life without the guilt, without the self-sacrifice, without delaying her pleasure. She just goes for it because she's worth it. So bringing in that energy and releasing any stuck or stagnant energy that's got to go to allow yourself to show up more passionate, more creative, more colorful, and enjoy life. This beautiful orange now showering over you, giving you unconditional permission to enjoy the moment without rushing off, without minimizing it, being here now, soaking it all up. Being grateful. The next chakra is the solar plexus. And this is a beautiful ball of yellow glowing light, a couple of inches above your belly button. And this is the place of confidence, of personal power. This is your strength. This is your bravery. This is your boundaries. This is your courage. Right above the belly button, a beautiful glowing yellow light. And the version of yourself coming forward who is in her power, in her confidence. Opening up this beautiful channel to be more sure of yourself, to be more brave where you feel you need to be brave. Permission to have boundaries, permission to be you as you are right now. You are perfect. Permission to know that and have confidence in who you are because you're you and you're enough. And you're beautiful. So seeing the color yellow, maybe washing over you like a wave. And as it does, it upgrades all of your cells to bring in this bravery, this confidence, esteem, to be sure of who you are and have a strong sense of self. This healing yellow energy will bring you back home to who you truly are anytime you need it. And releasing those things that have kept you small, those beliefs that other people put in you, the perceptions of the world, it's no longer yours. It's no longer true. Time to start again. Permission to release. Take a deep breath in. And when you exhale, release any stories about you being anything less than magical. The next chakra is the heart chakra. And this is a beautiful green ball of light, the most gorgeous green you've ever seen. And this chakra is in line with your heart in the middle of your chest. And this is it. This is the portal. This is the love, the compassion, the kindness, the energy center that comes straight from source. It contains the healing frequencies, all of the guidance your heart knows. So seeing this beautiful green light glowing, getting bigger in the center of your heart, opening yourself up to more self-compassion, more compassion for your fellow humans, more compassion for life, and allowing you to see life through the lens of love, through the lens of source. Seeing the blessings in the trees, and the wisdom from the mountains, and the yin to the yang. And this beautiful heart center is the center of manifestation. It pulls forward what it is that you desire. And when you sink into self-love and self-compassion and seeing love, you will manifest more and you will heal. Nothing is more powerful than love. So in this moment, if it feels right, say the words you need to hear to yourself. You're muted, nobody can hear you. What loving words do you need to hear? Feel that heart swelling. Yes. They say source is love, God is love. It's the center of everything. Seeing that version of you with an open heart, generous, experiencing love and compassion and kindness to herself and others. An open heart to life, an open heart to spirit, an open heart to healing, to expecting miracles, open to it all. And this heart chakra can't be broken. It can't be damaged. The human heart can feel broken sometimes, but there's an ever-generating love inside you that will continue to thrive in your heart chakra, that with enough time and allowance, will push out those feelings of having a broken heart. Source will always push out the old and bring forward the new. It's no longer yours to carry. You can let it go. You're safe. You're held. This is you. This is it. Seeing that beautiful green light helping you. And seeing this version of you with the open heart and the kindness and compassion, every cell oozes miracles and light and love. And allow her to help you heal the parts of you that have been hurt, and anything that's got to go, let her take that from you. It's safe to release. You can see her taking it from you or use your breath. Just let it go. Open the heart. The next chakra is the throat chakra. And this is that beautiful blue color, like the bluest sky you've ever seen. And this is right in the middle of your throat. This is all about speaking up, being heard, communicating, expressing yourself in confident and authentic ways. The throat chakra is the seat of self-expression, allows you to speak up, to voice your preferences, your beliefs, your values, what you need. So seeing the version of you bathed in this beautiful blue light that has a balanced and loving way of speaking her truth, asking for what she needs from source, from the people around, from yourself. And not being afraid to use your voice. Sometimes it's very necessary to speak up. And this beautiful chakra allows you to do that. So opening up that beautiful throat, you may even want to tip your chin up a little bit and open up that space and see yourself becoming more fully expressed. Becoming more heard. And releasing anything that has kept you from being able to do this with love and compassion from the heart, from your inner guide and source, lovingly helping you heal those times that you couldn't speak up, that you couldn't be heard, that what you said wasn't received well. With healing, loving energy, allowing those to dissipate and dissolve at the rate that they're ready to. Resulting in you being able to be more fully expressed. All the cells in your throat turning on and lighting up with this beautiful blue light. Opening it up. And seeing that version of you who is soft but firm, can speak for what she needs and also speak love, to express when something isn't right or to express gratitude to someone. This beautiful blue light. Healing the feeling that it's unsafe to speak up. And seeing this blue portal in the center of your throat and envisioning or imagine what it would be like if it was physically opening. Seeing in your mind's eye or imagining, maybe even feeling tingles of that throat physically opening up to allow that clear channel to become even clearer. The next chakra is the third eye. And this is that beautiful purple indigo color in the third eye in the center of your forehead between your eyebrows. And this is all about intuition. This is all about going beyond the senses, seeing what isn't physically there to see, feeling the energy, picking up on guidance. Your intuition, your inner nudge. Your extrasensory perception, psychic abilities, intuitions, knowings that come from this beautiful third eye. Those things you need, you just know you need to do, or places you know you need to go. Being guided by this beautiful, bright purple chakra and opening up that channel, seeing if you can feel tingles or what tingles would feel like in your forehead, imagining it like an eye opening up safely and in your highest good. And maybe even coming out of that third eye is this beautiful purple color, like a beam of light, opening it up and seeing the you who uses your intuition, who is guided by your intuition, who is guided by your intuition more than you are by the fear, by the lack, being intuitively led all the time. How is it different than what you are now if you were to be intuitively led all the time? If that was your way of life, if that was what you trusted in fully, how would that change your life? Sending out a prayer to heighten your intuition from this moment forward, to experience more guidance from your spirit guides, from the universe, from your higher self, opening up that portal right now and releasing anything that needs to go in order for it to open. And the third eye is a gradual opening, so just opening it slowly, little by little, day by day, year by year, more and more intuitive. Beautiful. And when you take a deep breath, you stimulate the pineal gland, which is the third eye. So if it feels right, taking a deep breath and feeling it actually penetrating the third eye, breathing into the third eye as best you can. Maybe one more. Beautiful. You are safe. And the last chakra is the crown chakra, which is at the top of your head, the open channel shooting straight out of the top of your head. And this is a beautiful white light. It's the brightest healing white light you've ever seen, coming out of you and shooting out into the universe, out into the cosmos, connecting you to pure consciousness, connecting you to the universe, to source consciousness, to ascended masters and angels and the highest guides. This is your connection to oneness. And this beautiful chakra is an energy flow that is a result of the other chakras below it. So as you open up each individual chakra below, the crown chakra is open. It's like a hose. If there's a kink in the hose, then it won't come out of the top. But once you open up those channels, the hose goes full steam and all of the energy gets to move through you. This is what you're doing right now. So feeling that beautiful white light, maybe even tingles at the top of your head or just imagining it. Seeing that white light shoot out into the cosmos, way out into the cosmos, gathering up the wisdom, the pure consciousness, the oneness, the Tao, bringing it all back, goes to the cosmos and starts looping around and heading back toward Earth, back toward you. This beautiful beam of light finds you and goes in the root, up through your entire channel and back out of the crown in a beautiful loop. And as this beautiful loop happens, it gathers all of the healing, the awareness that you need to step into your fullest expression, to step into the essence of your soul and your soul's purpose. So feel this beautiful, clear channel, knowing that whatever was able to be cleared today is perfect. We need to clear in phases, and however strong your channel is right now is absolutely perfect. So seeing this beautiful white light, now seeing it just washing over you. And as it washes over you, you start turning into and revealing the version of you that is this higher consciousness. As this white light falls over you, you start becoming your highest self, feeling it, feeling the cells turning over, taking on new information, lighting up as you become her in this higher version of you. This beautiful version of you, just like every other version. But this one is ascending, moving to higher consciousness, higher healing, higher joy, more magnetism, remembering that this life experience is beautiful and is miraculous. So seeing this beautiful white light assisting you in this transformation, in this upgrade of your cells as you become her and step more fully into that energy. And starting to take a few deep breaths again. Just tuning into how you feel. Tuning into the peace that runs through you. And also remembering that as you become a clear channel, you are able to help others and spread that joy and spread that peace and have that ripple effect in the world. Whether it's your business, being a mom, being a friend, your job, your work, you spread light everywhere you go when you are this vibration. So just really feeling this home base right now and how good it feels to just be relaxed, to give yourself a little bit of time, a little bit of space, to clear your energy, to shift your vibration, and really step into your true essence and how you're meant to feel. And as we wrap up this meditation, just start tuning into your body. Start tuning into your cells, bringing loving awareness to every inch of your body, giving special love to anywhere that needs extra love, any tension or old injuries, or maybe the heart, anywhere that needs extra love. You are the one to give that to yourself, and you're the best one to do that. You're doing such a great job. And as you're breathing, starting to become more aware of the room around you, of any sounds you hear coming back to the room, feeling where the bed or the chair meets your body, feeling the relaxed nature, the open nature, how receptive you are to miracles right now. And then if it feels right with your eyes still closed, bring in some subtle movement into your body. Whatever feels good, your fingertips, your toes, maybe a favorite stretch, anything that has you feel comforted, nourished as you start to come back. I'm really honored to spend this time with you. I'm going to put on a song and you guys can take your time to come back. I'm still here, but I'll turn the video off and just take your time and go as it feels right to you. Be kind to yourself. Give yourself lots of beautiful water and rest. Honor your body and everything that came up today, knowing it's perfect. You're doing such a great job. Being a seeker is a dense journey, but you're absolutely doing it. Sending you so much love.
Let me be medicine, just what you're calling in. Honey, I'm the heart, fresh start. This is where it all begins. Let me be medicine. What you call